Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad, and obviously the Tom Brady to the Titans potential has been discussed a lot around here. And to help us talk a little bit more about the Patriots and Tom Brady, we bring in the leading expert on the Patriots and Tom Brady. Mike Reese, ESPN NFL Nation Patriots reporter, joins us by phone. Mike, how you doing? Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Well, Robbie, Joe, doing great, and actually was literally just thinking about this about 5 minutes ago, how much fun we had down in August when we were down there for those joint practices with the Patriots and Titans, and then you see sort of how the season progresses, and to see the team sort of end up back in the playoffs, and now here we are talking another link between the teams. It never is dull, is it?
It is not. Who knew we'd be having this discussion at this time of the year shortly after that? What have you made of all of this Tom Brady speculation that's been out there? Obviously, Jeff Darlington came on Adam Schefter's podcast last week and said he believes that the Titans are Brady's number one destination of choice. There have been a ton of rumors floating out there about Tom Brady so far this offseason. What have you made of all this?
Well, first, what I've made of it is I'm not surprised. I mean, this is an unprecedented situation to have a player of Tom Brady's caliber and Tom Brady's person, you know, just the type of person he is, to possibly hit the open market, I think is really unusual, incredibly unusual. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that there's been such an incredible buzz surrounding that. And really curious to see how it all unfolds, because I know how strongly he feels about what he's helped build up here in New England. And we also have the mystery of Bill Belichick. No one quite knows what he's thinking and how far he would be willing to go to keep Tom Brady. So it all is intoxicating in many ways when you look at all the different angles to it.
Mike, did you ever overhear Tom Brady calling the Titans offense laughable? This was one of the things that apparently was said around the time of those practices you mentioned earlier. I'm imagining no on that. I guess my real question is, do you think that his view of the Titans has changed based on what they became this year?
I wouldn't think so. And so this, again, it's all sort of speculation, right? It's all trying to piece it together. So I will tell you, point blank, because I think it's important to be up front, I don't know how Tom Brady truly views the Titans. But what I can say decisively and with authority from having covered him for his entire career, he is a person who I values relationships. And to me, that's why the Titans are in the discussion. Say whatever you want about the offense, whoever thinks what about that. To me, it's about Mike Vrabel. And this is one of Tom Brady's closest friends. You know, their families have grown up together in many ways. So I throw all the other things out to the side, and if you were to say, Mike, give me a guess as to, you know, what Tom Brady's thinking, like my guess, and I want to emphasize guess, this is not any reporting, it's nothing based on concrete facts, my guess would be, well, of course Tom Brady would be interested in pairing up with Mike Vrabel for this final chapter, however long it goes for him in his playing career, if it doesn't work out in New England, because, like, how rare would that be? What a great opportunity that would be for him because of the personal side of it, the relationship with Mike Vrabel.
Mike, obviously over the last couple years, a lot has been made about the relationship between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and there have been, you know, countless articles that have come out about that. Where do you believe that relationship is right now between those two, and how much of that relationship do you believe is a part of Brady potentially going out and testing free agency?
So I view the relationship in the same place that it's basically been over the past 20 years. It's a business-based relationship that is, you know, hardcore football. You know, they meet during the season regularly, every Tuesday and Friday, and I think it's 2 days a week or at least 1 day a week, and they talk ball, and together they make each other better. They're not going out for drinks, and they're not small talking about family stuff. I don't believe it's ever been like that. So there's a pure sort of business-based aspect to it, and I think that's what it is. And I think to me, again, like sort of like, again, speculating, but putting myself in Tom Brady's shoes, wouldn't we all like to be there, right?
That's right.
I mean, think about the contrast to what he would have in Tennessee with Mike Vrabel. And because of the background that they have as teammates, friends, guys, same age, you know, that all that stuff. And so when I put myself in Tom Brady's shoes and I say, okay, like, I actually think if I'm Tom Brady, like, I'd like to finish in New England if all things are equal. But there's probably a part of him that says, well, I honestly don't even know what my coach is thinking right now in terms of how far he would be willing to go to keep me. And what, you know, whereas I probably have a much better idea of what my one of my best friends would be interested in doing. And that's assuming, guys. I'm just assuming that the Titans would be interested here. Like, I should acknowledge that. Like, maybe they're not. Maybe they're happy with what they have based on the season they had. So I think that's important to mention. But I'm just trying to put myself in Tom Brady's shoes here, hypothetically, as to why that would be appealing to him if it was an option.
No question. Yeah, we've been talking a lot, Mike, about how the Titans would view this, you know, Brady versus Ryan Tannehill, the way he played. My question for you is, where is Brady as a player right now? We saw that offense struggle. We also know, you know, basically his best receiver was a banged-up Julian Edelman this year. Is he diminishing? Was this season, and again, he threw for 4,000 yards, but was this season largely a product of surrounding cast? Where do you put Tom Brady right now as a player?
To me, I still think he's a top-of-the-line player. Is he the best quarterback in the league? No, but I still think he's a top-of-the-line player. And that's not to say there wasn't a little bit of a regression in 2019, but to me it would be the, you know, we're talking about up here in New England, if it snows 3 feet or 2 feet, like, you know, like you almost can't tell the difference, you know. And so that's sort of how I would characterize my view of his play. I still think he can make all the throws. Where it might get a little challenging, and the Titans, you know, I was thinking about this, and you guys could help me on this and correct me if I'm wrong. You know, there was a time when sometimes Tom wouldn't practice, you know, just because of his age, you're just trying to take a little bit of the load off. So there would be days where maybe he wouldn't practice in New England, and just sort of the trickle-down effect that might have on how the team gets ready, you know, for that week of games, because Belichick always says, you know, you practice like you play, or you play like you practice. And that would be one thing that I might just highlight, like as he's gotten older and his practice load has decreased at times, you know, that maybe has been a hindrance to the development of maybe some of the younger receivers. And it made me think of the late, great Steve McNair, because wasn't there a time in early Titans tenure where he wasn't practicing as much, and
oh, yeah,
yet he was playing in the games, and I was curious if, you know, maybe there was a link there. I don't know how that affected them on game day, you know, with him not practicing.
Of course, yeah, he was so banged up he couldn't, basically.
Yeah, I mean, there were times towards the end of Steve McNair's career with the Titans where, you know, he had Bruce Sternum going on, he had leg injuries going on, and he almost couldn't practice throughout the week because he spent so much energy in the game. And there's no question, I'm sure it did have an effect on the offense.
So that would be just one thing to consider. And that's not to say that, you know, Tom Brady doesn't practice at all. But as you get older, you're managing him a little bit, especially if you're having him come in and trying to establish, you know, a culture and relationships with new players. That would be a dynamic of the many layers to this conversation that could be discussed.
ESPN NFL Nation Patriots reporter Mike Reese on the line with us. And Mike, last thing for you here. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, that Tom Brady does leave in free agency. What would the plan be for the Patriots then at that point? How do they rebound from something like that?
Well, it would certainly be a restart. And I look at it this way. You know, they have a young quarterback in Jarrett Stidham, who down there in SEC country from Auburn, who was a fourth-round pick last year, and he did not miss a practice this past season. And he played well in the preseason to the point that they gave him the number two job over the veteran Brian Hoyer. And I believe that if Tom Brady leaves the Patriots, the first thing the Patriots would probably do is say, let's see what we have here. And if Jarrett Stidham can be that guy, and it would also sort of tie into their ability to maybe clean up their financial cap. And you know, they got about $29 million worth of cap space, which, if my math is right, is about half of what the Titans have, just for context and perspective. And so the idea that they would go out and, you know, grab a mid-level quarterback, and you know, whether it's $10 million a year, $15 million a year, I don't know. That I'm not sure they would do that, you know, before they see what they have in Stidham, who's making like $500,000 a year, or in that range. Seems to me like they'd start there and maybe let the chips fall where they may and fill in the veteran piece at quarterback maybe a little bit further down the line.
ESPN NFL Nation Patriots reporter Mike Reese has been our guest. Mike, thanks so much for taking time this morning to come on with us. We really appreciate it.
All right, Robbie, Joe, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Interesting stuff there. This conversation with Tom Brady to the Titans is going to be so interesting to follow this offseason. And the craziest part is, you know, no one really knows what Tom Brady is thinking. And I think conversely, not many people really know what Bill Belichick is thinking either, which makes all of this all the more interesting.
Yes, it does. I mean, it's I must say I'm
starting to really root for it, Joe. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, no, I mean it's an amazing thought. I remember thinking this was ridiculous as an idea not that long ago, and I guess you know, you can talk yourself into anything, but you know there are things about this that make sense.
When we come back, we'll react a little bit more to what Mike Reese had to say there. Also get into some Nashville SC discussion, a big game coming up for them this weekend. But first, ESPN 102.5 The Game is hitting the road for a Preds game. This year it's off to Columbus to cheer on the Preds as they take on the Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena on Saturday, March 14th. The tickets are on sale now, so to purchase those, go to thegamenashville.com. Trip is organized by Simply a Fan. Visit simplyafan.com for other upcoming sports adventures. Transportation for the trip provided by Gray Line of Tennessee. We'll be back next on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.